在后面大家有没有 notice 今天早上祷告？
而且今天我觉得很特别的是，我 notice 素明家三个人全家开口，我们家今天两个人都上了，然后我跟圣明今天祷告了两次，这是我 what I noticed today， 所以荣耀归主。我有一些分享，我本来没有打算今天分享，我是想等我不翻译的时候再分享，但是我自己给自己开头了。 I need your help 就像上次一样吧，因为这个手机打的 I have this, I'm okay.
Okay.
You can use that.
我 translate English, right?
Correct. You can come here if you like. It's up to you. Okay. 哎呀，这个怎么带呢？这个怎么带呢？那你怎么翻译呢？
哦，等我一下哈。我这个需要发音。这个我的 notes 没有 ready， 因为我没有今天想讲。在哪儿呢？在这里哈。然后我要把这个打
又套上去哈。OK， 听得见吗？我又看不见你们了。好了好了，我是想分享，以后分享，今天就分享了。我觉得来教会二十几年了。
I think I've been to this church for 20 some years.
应该是前年夏天杨毅回教会来，他那样在弹琴。
Ever since I saw my sister Yang Yi started to recover enough to start playing piano.
然后我就被激励，也开始做翻译的事工。
I was very encouraged and started to serve in translation.
Yeah, 我是想着说，侍奉可以让我们成长得更好。
I believe serving will cause me grow.
Yeah, 然后做了那个之后呢，我才觉得这个东西不容易。
And so I began to serve and I realized it's it's not easy for me.
我以前只会做医学翻译，我从来没做翻译过圣经。
I've translated medically, but never biblically.
所以我才知道我对圣经是严重的缺乏。
And I realized the lack.
所以圣经里的故事，这里一点点，那里一点点。
The Bible story scatter all around.
就是读旧约，我就巴不得赶快就过去吧。
And I was just, I hope quickly the Old Testament will pass.
就是偏爱新约，我其实根本都不知道新约每本书跟每本书有什么不一样。
In New Testament, to me, all the books are about the same.
所以我对圣经没有饥渴过，直到有一天我发现我不 sufficient。
So I never feel hungry for the Bible until one day I realized I was not sufficient.
可能天使真的看见我去年开始我就饥渴了，所以我就。也可能是有时间思考，也就是说你老了就有时间思考，然后你就开始意识到自己不足了。
Maybe because of that, or maybe because I'm just getting older and I realize more mature, and so I realize my lack.
所以因着服事有了饥渴，我就开始认真的去看圣经，看不懂我就从那个 summary 开始看。
So I began to study the Bible diligently. If I really don't understand, I will go jump to a summary.
那 summary 有了之后，你再进到 detail， 好多东西就开始 make sense 了。
So from summary and I dive into details and things begin to line up.
但很惊奇的是，每次要翻译之前我都紧张，我就去准备，每次都觉得有新的东西，所以开始就对圣经的那个知识量或者信息量真的是叫做怎么说，敬畏吧，就是 fearfully admired。
So as I prepare each time for the translation of the message, I began to have the fear and admiring towards the Bible.
Yeah, 所以每次都有新东西，感谢神。
So each time I will receive something new.
然后天使就说，你就别紧张，你上去好好听翻译，不就完了吗？
天使 encouraged me not to worry, but just pay attention to the word.
然后我说，那你来试试。
And I told him, you could try it.
这回答很属灵的，所以，但是我很感谢神，我每次都学到新的东西。
I thank the Lord that each time I translate, I learn something new.
然后就好像神借着这个机会让你 go through 这个 pain， 然后其实让你意识到以前我没有意识到的东西。
And through this growing pain, I have experienced something that I have never experienced before.
就好像，我有个以色列的朋友是小孩的游泳教练，我有一次就问他，我说《民数记》里边那三个旷野人真能走四十年吗？他走不了四十年。
Oh, I've asked a Israelite friend about children wandering in the wilderness in the book of Number, and I asked him, is it truly possible to walk in the desert for 40 years?
Yeah, 他说真走不了，两三星期足够了。你们去过的人可能就那样哈。
Yeah, if you ever been to that desert, you know 2 or 3 days is plenty enough.
实在是因为以色列人他们选择不要进应许之地，所以他们就在那儿徘徊。
It was due to their resistance to the Lord and disobedience that the Lord allowed them to wander.
所以我就第一次意识到，我们跟旷野的人没太大区别。哪怕我们在新约里边，我们很多时候也容易选择，我们不要去选择十字架那个桥梁，去进到天国，对吧？
I realized that they're not the only one who's wondering, and me sometime also wondering to avoid the pain of the cross, experiencing my cross.
所以我就觉得跟主耶稣要 connect, 就是连接真的很重要。
I realized the importance of connected to my Lord.
然后通过这个学习，有一次我在姐妹组分享，我第一次明白什么叫黑门的甘露。
And so for the first time, I fellowship with my sisters,in the Friday Night Fellowship with that, what is
the
dew of the
Hermit,
Mount Hermit.
我从来不知道，直到就是最近查圣经，我才真正知道黑门山原来就是在约旦河往上，大概就在那个源头。所以对弟兄姐妹来说不是什么新闻，对我来说就是新闻。我才知道那个供应那个约旦河。
Maybe it's not news to you, but it's new to me that the source of the River Jordan came from the Mount Hermon, the dew that comes down from the Mount Hermon.
然后重新读旧约，读到那个摩西在旷野不是有那个举那个铜蛇，对吧？然后天使海地，其实我以前大概有个模糊的印象，但是从来没有一下连起来。天使就说：“对呀，那医学的那个图腾不就是那个一个蛇吗？对吧？”
mm-hmm.And my father made the connection between the emblem of the medical emblem with the bronze snake that Moses lifted up.
然后经过他的提醒，我第一次意识到，我是在四川的那个华西科大学，它其实以前就是教会医院 ，West China University in Sichuan in China.
I was practicing there.
I was a student there.
Oh, okay. I was student there at the university.
West China University in Sichuan. Mm-hmm. 我也从那个第一次意识到神的供应，就是耶和华在山上必有供应。我第一次意识到 what happened to my family. 就是我第一次意识到神对我们家的供应和保护。我活了大半辈子，第一次意识到。
And it's through that I realized the supplying of the Lord to our family.
因为我的外公以前是在云南耿新垦丁云南那个讲武堂，对吧？他在那儿毕业，所以解放以后他就被革命了。
My maternal grandfather was over there at Shanxi.
And he graduated from one of the military universities in China in the old days.So he didn't go to Taiwan. So after the liberation, he was, his life was taken. 那个时候我的妈妈不知道她是失去爸爸还是要失去爸爸和妈妈。
At that time, my mom didn't know she's going to lose dad or both of her parents.
所以她九岁就站在旁边看见了这一切。一个九岁她是家里老大。
She was 9 years old and she was witnessing those cruel
所以我小时候听我的外婆和妈妈讲过很多他们小时候的苦，但是直到最近我才真正意识到神的公义。
So I've heard that kind of story told to me, but I didn't realize the Lord's provision until recently.
你知道，不管我的外公做了什么事，他带给我们家庭的是不好的命运，但是我觉得神在我知道圣经之前就已经保护了，因为。我的外婆在跟外公结婚之前，她是去的护士学校，然后她毕业之后是在那个 就是那个 missionary 的 hospital 里边工作，用他的 nurse skill。他还没有结婚，所以他结婚以后，我的外公走了以后，政府是需要他的那个护士的技能，所以我的外婆一个人上班，每天还要去游行扫厕所。他一个人上班，养了他的四个孩子，我妈妈才九岁那会儿，还养了我的外公的妈妈和他的姐姐，他的姐姐也是一个孤老人，所以他一个人上班养了全家七口人。
OK，
我以前只是像故事一样听，我不知道。Well, anyhow, we're going to figure it out. So my grandma worked as a nurse, and she went to nursing school even before everything happened. She got this nurse skill. She worked in a missionary hospital. But after the liberation, my grandpa his life was taken away. However, my grandma was preserved by the Lord. And he went to work for government because government needs people with those skills. So she worked and she sustained and supported the whole house of seven people.
Yeah.
Great. 更奇妙的是，我的外婆就说，我们知道圣经，我们也去做礼拜。奇妙的是，你看我妈妈在这受洗，我的两个孩子在这受洗，我也受洗，也就是说经过我的外婆这一代，她下面来的 两代三代都已经信了主。我到最近我才意识到、
Now I realize looking back that Lord has blessed through my maternal grandmother many generations after her throughout my family.
所以我明白了耶和华的山上必有预备。
And I realized that on the mountain of Jehovah, God has provided what that means.
这就是我还没有进入母腹的就已经得到神的应许。
And I realized that I have already received that promise of blessing even before I was born.
所以经过这样的学习，然后有一天我就终于开始看新约了。新约的马太福音第一章，可能那一段就是耶稣的身世，是吧？
In Matthew chapter 1, they talk about the Genesis, genealogy.Of Christ Jesus.
我可以说我以前从没读过。
I
读不懂。
Honestly said that I've never read it in an understandable way.
但这一次我把里边的名字都看了一遍，大部分的名字我都知道了。
And this time I went through it carefully. I can recognize most of the names.
然后接下来就讲主耶稣降生，然后第五章就明明白白告诉我们怎样去领受他的福分。
And follow that passage was the birth of Jesus Christ, and following that is how do we receive that blessing.
然后进到第六章，它有一节就是告诉我们，其实我们跟主耶稣，他在新约里边是用他自己当我们的约，我们跟他实际上就是通过祷告。
So in chapter 6, there is a passage that describes that he is our covenant, and he has established this.Covenant, and we may enter into that covenant through prayer.
然后我就觉得很奇妙，越写圣经你会写越领悟更多的东西。
It's amazing to.
然后我们刚学了列王记，对吧
？We also just learned about the kings, first and second kings.
然后我不是以前我们做欧洲嘛，我对欧洲的王室几乎每一家都知道。
And since I was in Europe, so I know the kings come and go.
然后我最近在网上看见，我们夏天有个机会会去希腊旅行。我最近在网上看见希腊，应该说他是最后一个国王，叫Constantine，就他刚刚过世。
In one of the king has just passed away.
In Greek.
And it was his name is Constantine.
Yeah. 我不觉得他们还会设立一个新的王，因为现在欧洲的王室都已经在怎么说精简他们的机构了。精简。
I don't think there will be a new king because there's a shrinking of the system.
Yeah, 他们的王子或者那些孩子其实都好多年前都已经移居到纽约了，都自己在 run 他们的 business, 就是已经 get away from their royal duties.
Many of the descendants and kings, princes has already moved to New York and started their own business.
然后很有趣的是他们的女王、他们的 queen 王后其实就是丹麦女王的妹妹，那我们以前不就住丹麦嘛，所以他们这种血缘关系我都知道。也就是说、丹麦也在精简机构，丹麦王室也在精简机构，只有那个继承王位的 family 还有 title。女王把她的二儿子和她的孙小的那些孙子孙女差头都取掉了。
你说是 Danish?
In Denmark.
Denmark. Okay. Not only so, this, the Greece, queen's sister, who is also the queen of Demar, also experience that their whole family is in a similar situation as well.
所以我们看见，还不说英国了 ，it's the same。我们看见现在的王室，地上的王室都在精简，不知道哪一天是那个。所以我就真的看见，我们的王是天上那个国度权柄才是真的是永远的。
And we can see the similar situation in Britain as well. So on this earth, the system, the old established system of the empire or the king is diminishing, but our kingship in heaven is everlasting.
所以我就觉得，最近通雷弟兄跟天使打电话，我也鼓励他，我说你 serve 吧，你 serve 也会 grow。其实我们在家里很多时候已经在一起学圣经了。他有一阵参加过弟兄的那个圣经，我不懂的，他经常还帮我，所以我就觉得其实这个挺好的。
Mm-hmm. So, Tianxi and I began to do the Bible study together as well to prepare for the Friday nights.Bible study, and so when Tony called him to encourage him to serve, we really think it's an opportunity for growth.
所以我知道对在座的弟兄姐妹来说，我不觉得你们的圣经知识可能这两年有很大的长进，因为你们已经很好了。但是对我来说，我知道我这两年的长进非常大。
I know you have already experienced this growth through your serving, but I just wanted to share mine as well.
其实服事就让孩子也看见。看见我们的心是在主耶稣上，其实孩子最知道我们的心在哪儿，对吧
？And the testimony to the children is really encouraging as well as we serve.
有个有趣的意思，有个事情是，其实我们都知道那个结构是三角结构是最稳定的，是吧？三角架。
And we all know that the most stable plane is three points triangle.
那很多时候我们在世上可能两个支架已经站得很 strong 了，但是我们的第三个支架没有站稳。
Many times we have two points.But we need a third one to be stabilized.
有一次我们就是被 shocked 了 We were shocked.
One time we were shocked.
就是有一次我们非常吃惊，为什么？是因为小的一个在决定去哪个学校之前，然后我们就去杜克大学去参观。
And while we're still visiting the church for Lillian's choice, and we were visiting Duke.
然后我就跑去照相，李红知道一个很漂亮的教会，她就在那儿等着我。
And so I went to take a photo, and Tianxi was waiting for me.
我回来之后，他就跟我说，刚才走过去两个女孩子，应该是国内来的留学生。
And two girls passed us by, and I believe they're from China.
所以你应该知道，他们肯定是很优秀、很优秀的。
And you know that they're very, very, very good.
然后他说，有个小孩跟他旁边那个小孩说，我以后的目标就是要当一个富婆。
And one girl talked to another as they walked by, said to, I'm going to become a rich woman someday.
Yeah, crazily rich woman.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. 然后我过，他在那儿看手机等我，他一听他就噗嗤一下就笑出来了。那两个小孩一转过来，有个小孩就说，那个人听懂了。
And so, Tianxi was just,broke out laughing as they passed by, so they turn around and realize that he understood.
然后他觉得也很不合适，他就给他们招招手，就那样。
So he said hi.
所以他回来跟我讲，我就 we were shocked to hear such an outstanding students with this core value. 我们就很吃惊，这么优秀的孩子，他们的就是核心的价值观就是这样子。然后。Yeah.我就觉得还少了第三根支柱，对吧
？So I saw that this illustration showed me that there's a third stability missing in their life.
Yeah, 大概这就是我的 notes 没完，但是我就觉得这些就是我自己的最近这一年多的长进吧，就是通过 serve 知道自己不足，然后就多去读圣经。所以我们不管用什么方式，只要多读圣经，我们就能 grow。我觉得。
This is my summary, that from the past year, my growth in the Lord through serving and come to know the Bible in a deeper way.
Thank you.
I have something to share, just really quick.
You want me to translate? Okay.
我可以用中文。
好 ，good.
Well, 其实我没有准备，但是呢，刚刚唱的歌，两首诗歌，让我觉得我要跟。弟兄姊妹分享一个很简单的经历，但是确实非常宝贵，对我来讲。
I had experience to share via the hymns we just sang.
有就是上个月我去找来 Sunday School， 然后我就进到那个 Sunday School 等那个小孩子，在那个 high school 的那个 Sunday School classroom 等小孩子来。
So a couple of weeks ago, I came early and I was waiting in the Sunday School classroom.
然后我一进去的时候，发现有一个年轻人，就是 career 的，就是young adult career 就叫做年轻人，已经在那边等了。他不是 high schooler.
Here?、
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there was a young adult waiting there from Korea?
No.就是 young adult 在那边。
Oh, there's a young adult waiting there in the room.
Already in the room, yeah. So, 我要讲中文。
你讲中文吧。
OK, 好，谢谢。Sorry. 所以我就在那边跟他开始聊天，然后我就问他说，你最近的跟神的在灵里面有什么经历
Then I start to chat with him. I say, okay, do you have any fellowship you'd like to share with me?
然后他说我在等待，我在祷告。
He said, I've been waiting, I've been praying.
他这句话真的是打动我的心。
I was touched deeply.
一个年轻人。
A young man.
应该是所有的东西都是 action， 都是计划，都是要做这个做那个，有冲刺的这个生命能力。
Normally they probably have tons of energies to really just put action to their plan.
但是在我面前的这个年轻人，他说他在等待神。
But this young man in front of me, he said he had been waiting for Lord's calling.
Waiting for the Lord.所以当我们唱到第一首歌的时候，他在这边讲到，真的是是一个 confirmation 哈，真的是他这边说约束等候你发言。
So there was a confirmation from the hymn. Can you read that?
Okay, 那我就全部念。约束等候你发言，或是不用放一边，没有紧张与压力，没有因懊悔倒下。And it says, number three, okay. It members every moment, held subject to thy call, ready to have thee use them or not to be.Use at all, held without restless longing, or strained, or stress, or fret. 然后我就觉得又在唱第二个诗歌的时候，我们又唱到这个副歌，复兴你的工作，主，我们现今等候，但愿正当我们俯伏。你就显现能手。Recover, revive that work, O Lord, while here to thee we bowed. Descend, O gracious Lord, descend, O come and bless us now. 在我们等候神的时候，这个真的是唱这首歌的时候，我真的是心里受到很大的鼓励。我相信神在我们的年轻人的当中，在我们的教会的当中，是在做一个复兴的工作。在我们等待，我们愿意服服的时候，我相信他正在做这件事情。感谢主。
I was deep touched by this hymn because I can see the reviving work. Lord is working, especially on our youth. All we need to do is to.Humble down and pray and wait. Your mom is.
刘冰姊妹可能也知道，就是他们那个 Duke 有一个小广场，广场那里有一条十字一样的路，我就在那里，有个石头，熊里他们老在走呢，我就坐在那坐呢。
I was just sitting on the stone bench next to the, I think there's a Catholic cathedral on campus there.
然后我看见两个女孩子，看起来大概就是20岁的样子，看来也样子像是从大陆，中国大陆刚去的，然后两个在那里也没有开课的，就是边说边笑的从那里就过来了。我就在那里，是因为我也在看我的手机里，我看两个女孩子在那过来，他们就两个在说了，一个在亲了，一个在说了。那个女孩子她就说，我就想毕业了以后在几年内变成富婆。
So one girl was saying, my goal after my graduation is to work very hard and to be crazy rich.
我看见那孩子啊，我说这孩子的抱负挺大的，然后我就脸上稍微带点笑。那说话的女孩子没看我，但是她旁边的小朋友在看我，她说，你看那个人听见你说啥呢？可能那你这，然后说她要当富婆的孩子可能也不好意思了，然后就也没朝我这边看，他们就过去了。所以等熊丽来了以后，我就跟她说，你看这孩子抱负挺大的，几年之内要当富婆呢。
So,
对，你已经说过了，对吧？然后呢，其实我不想说的是这个孩子刚来，他可能有更大的抱负了，只是富婆可能还都不满足他。但是他们Duke 有一个很大的礼堂，他礼堂里边可以坐大概500到1000人的那个大礼堂。如果你看他学校的照片，那个礼堂是很高的一个很高的建筑。那么
On campus there's a big cathedral. It may house like over 500 audience.
我们有一次在听一个讲座，就是说，然后坐在里边，我面前的那周围就像咱们教会的那个椅子后边，它就有一本圣经，有一本圣诗，两本都是很新的，整个那些每一个周围后边都有。
So we were sitting there trying to get information for new coming students, but in front of each chair there was a Bible.
大家都知道，好多有名的大学都是从教会学校转成现在的平民大学。那么他的教会的背景还在那里。
So we know many colleges were converted from the church background.
所以他们那个其实就相当于我们一般大学里边的礼堂。所以他那后边有那么的圣经，而且那么新，我是心里是稍微有点吃惊 ，surprise。
I was amazed to see that.
那么我想那个小女孩子有一天有幸要是坐在那礼堂里边，如果说她有除了她想赚钱以外还很想有知识的话，她能摸到那个圣经的话，可能这个圣经就会叫她的那个富婆的想法会有更大的力量。
I even tried to bravely imagine maybe one day when this girl was sitting in the cathedral, if she may have a chance to touch the Bible, it may really reshape her dream.
如果说是她当时，就是说当时在说话的时候，她想的是挣的好多的钱，可能如果她从圣经里边得到知识了以后，她可能就把那些东西就看淡了。如果说她真的，看见圣经的话，看见神的召唤的话。
Yeah, we're hoping she would have the opportunity to reevaluate her system.
所以我并不是想给我辩解，我只是说我看见的这在那个大礼堂里边有那么的圣经，但愿现在的年轻人除了追求所谓的富婆富爷之外，更追求精神的丰富，成为神的祝福。
So still we're very amazed to see the Bibles being put in the cathedral on campus.
熊丽，其实我本来我不爱说这样的话，但还是要说。我本来没有准备今天上来，熊丽就把我拽上来，拽上来就只好说了那么多话。但是我还是要想说一点，就是我们家就说过去一直很乱，就是弟兄姊妹到我们家去都不敢留他们，为啥？因为四周一看都是乱七八糟的，所以可以说攒了好多财富，那么都没有收拾。但是最近孩子走了，变成空巢了。熊丽给我派了个任务，就是来 清理这些东西。
Our house had been cluttered for years. And since the girls went to college, I was assigned a task by my wife to declutter the house.
我是过去这一年大概我就是把家里的所有东西几乎都走了一遍。
I have gone through very much each item in the house.
那么以前常见的重要的东西现在都到面前了。
The hidden treasures were revealed in front of me.
现以前一直要找找不见的东西也都看见了。
Things I was trying to find, I finally found them.
我喜欢的笔藏在那里，要用的时候找不见，现在也出来了。
My favorite pens, I found those.
甚至我三十几年从澳大利亚带的笔啊，啥那些明信片啊，什么东西都出来了。
I even found my pens and postcards I brought here from Australia.
还有在大学里边那些课本，有些学完了以后，有些同学愿意出原价要买，都舍不得卖的话，都背了几千里路来回折腾。这些都出来了。
I even found my old textbooks that I transported across the continents that I did not want to sell. I found them as well.
在 Sprint 各种各样的 training 的那一个各种样 Java 的书，Oracle 的书，多少 version 的都出来了，摆了好多箱子。
I found all those Java books from 20 years ago.
但是这些都没有用了。
But they were all out of date.
都是 old version。但是同时也翻出来，比如说冯牧师讲道呀，教会的弟兄，我们一起查经的一些材料。
But I also found the notes from my pastor phone and from our good old days sharing Bible.
神说的是这个世界要过去，但是他的话不会过去。
Yeah, we saw the verses we still had on our old notes. The God's words never expire.
当时珍惜的那些笔的油都写不出来了。
All my treasure, the pens I treasure, you cannot use them. I have a box of shoe boxes full of those pens.
而且呢，就说书我已经说了，有几箱子的书，有几鞋盒子的笔，书老了，笔也写不出来了。
So those books, I'm certain you cannot use them anymore.
反正是铅笔还能继续可以。
Those pens, they're not functioning anymore.
所以呢，这就给我，当然我是分享，不是 teaching， 就是说，给我的印象是说，这个世界是一切东西都要过去。
I then got reminded that everything in the world will go away.
连我们的身体也会要过去。
Including our aging.
只有神的话不会过去。
Only God's words will stay there.
所以我那有一天我和王医生在分享，说是。我们世人是不信神的人，是凭两条腿在那里站着的。
So one day I was fellowshipping with Dr. Wang here.
我们有神，我们还有一个神赐给我们的拐杖。
So we have an extra. We have an extra lane.
记得万老师当时在上面做见证的时候，说一天一天是在手牵牵的。
So Grandma Wang was saying, "Yeah, we really counting our days."
而且圣经里边说我们。人一生不过是七十几岁，然后就如飞而去，什么什么的。其实你看，我站在这上面离那七十几岁很近了。当时进来的时候，我觉得我还年轻，但是已经很近了。弟兄姊妹们，你们年轻也很快。只要自私年轻，如果在神里边。
We may quickly see the limits of our lifespan.
当然不是说我追求你们不追求，不是那个意思，是说我，有姊妹在那里拽呢，也我也自己的自觉呢，我就说，我也觉得在神里边再不追求就晚了，就 too late.
I feel I need to grow, either being dragged by my sister or being pushed by my sister.
对啊，所以这不是长青聚会里边像万老师啊。姊妹们的那个发感慨，我们也差不多了。
We are a part of the Evergreen Club.
所以，弟兄们、姊妹们，抓紧时间。还有就是，当2009年那个时候，不是房价在往下走吗？走得很厉害。熊丽和我们把 Overland Park 的所有的房子，大的、小的、便宜的、贵贱的，都看了一遍。
1 year when the housing market went down, we went through all the houses on market.
对啊，所以有些像公建业的房子，我们也去都进去看了一下。有些漂亮的，就像皇宫一样的那一种，花了几个 million 的那一种房子，我们也进去都看了一下。
We visited all houses in different categories.
但是我们对这个世界没有信心。我们始终没有走到那一种物质世界的将来里面去。
But thank Lord, we choose not to invest heavily there.
我们还住在我们的老壳里边。
We're still living in our messy house.
而且我们自我安慰的话是说，我们在欧洲的时候，我们把那个皇室的单位、那王宫啊什么的，有好多王宫我们都走过了。
Yeah, we just comfort ourselves. It's okay. We even have seen the royal family's place.
然后北京的故宫我们也看过了。
The Forbidden City, it's just like that.
所以中西的皇宫我们都看了。
So we have visited the royal houses east and west.
还是我们现在那个蜗牛壳好。
And it's okay to live here.
因为我们有希望在天上，有天上的宫殿在那里。
Because the value things from the above.
那个才是最能靠得住的东西。
That's the real estate.
所以我对不起了，我就在那啰嗦一顿，这就是我的感受。所以世界上的东西要看清一点，神的事情看得再重要一点，这就是我给自己的勉励，也是愿意和弟兄姊妹们共勉。
A self-examination to myself and also sharing to brother and sister is to put less weight on the world and put more weight on our Lord.
You 需要翻译吗？还是不要？
You think we have many crazy rich people here?
Yeah.
Women, not men.
Yeah. 但是都不是在这个财富，都是不是这个世界上面的财富。
But what they own does not belong to the world.
因为这个是一个世界观，一个不同的世界观。
This is how we look at the world, how we define treasure.
Yeah. 如果我们的财富是在这个世界上面，我们带不走的。
So if we put our treasure here, we're not going to carry it with us.
所以我们要把财富寄在天上。
Which is why we save our treasure from
the above. 这个是主的话，是不是？
That's Lord's guidance.
所以这个世界上面的东西，早晚都要逝去的。
So sooner or later, things in the world will expire.
那我想我还是今天还是分享一点，就是我在其实是从高弟兄开始，在礼拜三的祷告会里面。开始分享，然后就我叫我想起一些就是我在上个礼拜三的祷告会里面分享。
I would like to share something I shared on our Wednesday prayer meeting.
如果你们有机会的，还是建议大家有时间来参加祷告会，实在是很宝贵。
I would encourage brothers and sisters to join the Wednesday prayer meeting.
我们在那边的分享也是常常好像只有一小就有十几个啊，我们有十几位参加。
We have like over 10 attendees.
真的是希望我们都可以一起的分享。
We would love to have more.
Yeah, more sharing to everyone. 我们看以赛亚书第八章的后半节，我念好了。
哦，你念。
后半节说：“我说我在这里，请差遣我。”这个“我”就是以赛亚先知。
So Isaiah say, I'm here, you can send me. So it's Isaiah, prophet himself.
Yeah, 很久以前我们在大概二十年前吧。
20 years ago.
我们在一个夏令会里面就有Randy Dolan 弟兄带我们那个时候他就讲到这个我在这里。
In the summer camp that Randy Dolan was leading, he mentioned this verse.
Yeah. 那个请差遣我。
Please send me.
那个以赛亚书这第六章这里是讲到神简单的说哈，就神向以赛亚显现在圣殿里面。
So in this book, Lord was revealing to Isaiah in the temple.
我们真正如果我们遇见神的时候，我们会受不了，因为我们完全看到我们自己是这么完全的不洁。那以赛亚也是一样。
So if you really run into the Lord, you will not really handle yourself because you are going to see we are not clean at all.
他就说祸在我灭亡了，因为我是个嘴唇不洁的人，又在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我的眼见大君王大君王万军之耶和华。 So he'sWoe to me, I cried. I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. 他讲到这样子，就那个有一个撒拉佛，就是一个天使，就拿了炭放在他的嘴唇，然后神就说，看啊，这沾你沾你嘴唇的你的罪孽除掉，你的罪恶被赦免。 So the cherubim which is an angel came and took a coal lips and cleansed. He said your lips are cleansed and your sins, your guilt is taken away and your sins are atoned for, 被赦免了。那你看神就跟他说我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我去呢？这个是神在问这个问题。你当以赛亚显现，难道他不是说他其实已经是他是神，他可以说以赛亚你去，但是他没有这样子做，他在说他叫我可以差遣谁， Who can I send? Who shall I send? And who will go for me? 谁愿意替我去谁肯为我们去，我们就神，是三位一体的神。那刚才静姊妹交通的这个可以说这位年轻人他也是就是他在等候。我想以赛亚也是等候，但是当神呼召的时候，神说我可以差遣谁，谁肯为我们去的时候。
Maybe I can interrupt you. So maybe the young man that Sister Jean shared was also waiting. I think that he shares the same thing as what Isaiah had been doing. And they were both waiting to see who our Lord would be dispatching.
So, 当神呼召的时候，以赛亚他就回应说我在这里，差遣我。
So when Lord calls Isaiah, say, I am here, please send me.
我们看到最近在很多的地方都在这个 Asbury 的地方有一个复兴， 那个大学里面。
We heard about the reviving at the Asbury University.
Yeah, 大家有听见过吗？啊，哦，那不是在这个，我是觉得神在这里要神，神多久现在？实在是很糟糕，比没有神的国家还要糟糕。
America has run away from Lord for so long.
神还没有，还是有存留着一群的他所拣选的渔民来服侍他。
But Lord still preserved His chosen people to revive.
所以就在 Asbury University 这个大学在50年前也是有同样的40年前还是有同样就是这个复兴在这个聚会里面
About 40 years ago they had the same reviving prayer moment
他们那个40年前的那个聚会是开始是从五十年了
50 years ago actually
哦哦五十年五十谢谢呀五那个时候的复兴是从学生的见证开始的
the 50 years ago it was started from a student's testimony
那我们教会仍然是每一个月有这些见证的聚会我们应该是可以在学习怎么样见证神在我们当中所行的一切。
We have our monthly testimony here. We can learn example from that university.
然后这一次他们的这个复兴就是从敬拜开始。
Their reviving this time started from the worship.
本来只有好像不是很多人就在那边就开始祷告唱歌唱诗歌敬拜神就一开始就停不下来了他们就在那边好像两个礼拜这样子继续的一直在那边
It was all started with not many people but right after they started they just could not stop people just keep coming
那我相信神也在我们当中也是借着祷告叫我们能够在复兴他自己的家。
I do believe Lord would like to revive his house here via our prayers.
我们看到很多就是有一些的事情在我们当中发生的不是我们去做的不是我们想要这样子。当然我们想在我们家中复兴但是这个不是我们手去做不是我们靠着人的方法去做
We may have seen many good things among us but truly they were not done by ourselves
所以我们还是一同的就是好像刚才这个Jean 姊妹她交通这个年轻人她在等候我们也在等候我们也在看神在这里怎么兴起在复兴他的家
So Sister Jean mentioned the young man had been waiting Our church as a whole has also have been waiting
那神如果向我们说我可以差遣谁呢谁肯为我们去呢
So if God asks who I can dispatch
我们会不会有这样子的反应说我在这里
Are we all ready to stand here?
所以我在我想我们如果我们所想的都是好像这两个我们做我们在这里我们的财富是在这个世界上面那我们眼目所看的就可能不是神所喜悦的
If we only focus on building our treasure on earth our vision may not be I may not be pleasing Lord.
那我不是说我们神不会给我给基督徒有富裕的生活。
I'm not saying Lord doesn't want to see us to having abundance.
但是我们的财富是就是好像那个马太福音讲到这个不义的财主不义的管家，我们都不义的管家，神给我们的财富好好的去用在神的神的事情上面，为着神的国度。
We may not be the righteous house manager because we did not invest in his kingdom.
但是主耶稣称赞那个不义的财主。他称赞那个不义的财主。
Oh, but Lord had been praising that on the righteous house manager.
他说他比世人还被，我忘记了。但是他主要的是说他做的是为着将来，那我们在这个地上所做的也是应该是为着将来，那我们的神给我们的财富。
But Lord had been praising this house manager because he invested for a future, so we should really be doing the same thing.
我们用在神的事情上面，这个就是把财宝记在天上。
To invest in the kingdom, that is to save our treasure above.
那我就教宗在到这里，那我们其实时间也差不多，我们来唱一首诗歌结束今天的